Dave Letelier is with us, well-known community advocate and a friend of Waitea. Thanks for your time today, Dave. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, bro.
There are tough times out there, Dave, and it seems at times you go from the frying pan into the fire. Good on you. Okay.
Yeah, but no other way.
No other way, Dave. Dave's taken over New Zealand Muscle, okay, and he's had a lot to do, as you know, with the Butterbean Motivation Kaupapa, which is going gangbusters as we speak. You say that you've stepped into New Zealand Muscle to help save jobs and stabilise the business, but it's come at a cost. Some people pretty hot on what has happened here. What convinced you it was a challenge worth taking on? And what are you hoping to do in the next year or so with New Zealand Muscle, Dave?
Yeah, bro, like, it's been a really hard week, but it's finishing better than when it started. It was, when the posting of my home address and threats were coming through, it was pretty scary, especially for my family. You know, it's I'm not home a lot, you know, so my wife and kids were it was a scary time, bro, and it's, what made it worse is that everyone told me not to do it, my wife included, and she was, I'm still not sleeping back in the bed yet, but it's she hasn't been happy. But I just thought I wasn't going to do it. I got out of town for Matariki just to think about things, and obviously Dion had asked me if I'd take it on, and I wasn't going to do it. And then driving back on Saturday, I just decided, I just felt like it was the right thing to do, and I thought I could turn it around. I knew it was going to be hard. I didn't think the level of hatred would be directed at me, but I can see why people are upset, and they haven't really had, there's been no comms from NZ Muscle for a couple of months, so as soon as they have someone there to aim at, it's they definitely aimed and fired at me. It was pretty crazy.
Well, it's about integrity, isn't it, Dave? And you've built your reputation on being real and doing what you say you're going to do. I'm familiar with the suggestion, the scrutiny, the documentary that suggests people were playing games with the products that New Zealand Muscle were marketing. How true is that, and what are you hoping to do? Is it just restore some integrity into the organisation?
Yeah, but it's like it's starting from scratch, bro. You know, we've met with... I'll be having a little recap of what we've been up to this week. We've done a lot. But when I went in, I said, because one of the things I saw is that I'm Dion's new pet. And that's, I actually have no say. And, well, anyone who knows me like yourself knows that'll never happen. And one of the things coming into it, as I said, I'm not a PR. You want me? I said, I don't ask permission to do things. Like, that's not me. People can't govern me. Yeah, so if I see something that I think is right, I'm going to do it. And so that's what we do, bro. We're starting from scratch, tearing things down and using it as an opportunity to be the benchmark moving forward. There's lots of work to do. And I think things started to turn, bro, on, I think it was Tuesday, I did a video acknowledging the F-ups. Obviously, there's investigations going on, so, you know, that are active, so I can't go into them, but people know what I'm referring to, and as I'm able and as I find out things for myself, I will talk about it. But there's been some serious mismanagement. It's just I can't swear on the radio, but it hasn't been good. But that's what I'm like, you know, I can't control that, and that's what I'm there for. And once I sort of acknowledged that, gave customers that have been let down by NZ Muscle, gave them somewhere to go, pointed them in the right direction, talked to them, acknowledge them, and then ask for some space. You know, I said, I mean, I was in the job for a few hours, and I was just being bombarded. I had to block people because I needed time and space. You know, I found myself replying to every comment, which is never healthy, up at 2-3 in the morning replying to hate comments. So I just turned things off and just focused, and we've done heaps, which I'll talk about, you know, on the page tonight. We've done a lot to head it in the right direction, but geez, it's going to be hard, bro.
A lot of us are sort of unfamiliar with this whole area. Those who are not into utilising the products that New Zealand Muscle market in their fitness regime. How do you describe what they're about?
Well, they're a health supplement business. You know, that they also sell equipment. They're a family business that's been built over 20 years. You know, from nothing. It's grown pretty quickly, which I think's also been. I mean, anyone that started a small to medium business on their own, as it grows, it's there's been, you know, issues that have come along the way. You know, so that's again why I'm there. But it's a supplement business. They have, you know, 35 staff, 36 now, including myself. Shops around the country, you know, retail stores, as well as, you know, a couple of those are franchised. And that's what people, you know, the hatred don't understand is that people's, you know, that have invested their life savings in opening a franchise and have gone down to virtually zero. So it's speaking to these store and but it's heartbreaking, you know. And that's again one of the, you know, people ask what my motives are. So, well, I want to help these people. I want to turn it around, and it's things are hard in the charity space, bro. So I'm always thinking of commercial ways to, you know, revenue streams. That's how we've survived. You know, having the commercial arm of what I do is how we've been able to survive for long, because we've never been a massively funded organization. So I've had to think these ways, like outside of the box, and I have my thoughts of what I'm going to do if I turn this around and where that, what that'll mean for BBM. And yeah, so, you know, just got to watch the space. And I think people who know me trust me, and they'll know anything I do is only with the best of intentions.
Didn't agree. The mainstream health advocates, though, would be somewhat dismissive, as we know they are, with Runga World, with vitamins, with homeopathic interventions, doubting or you know, not clear on the credibility of these products. What would you say about health supplements of this type and the fact that they're facing Western thoughts and established health thoughts that they are an aside and not really doing the job that they claim to do? And the investigation would suggest that at times people have let the team down. What would you say about credibility issues in a sort of ongoing system that deliberately tries to discredit other ways of achieving health?
Yeah. Well, but, you know, I've had my own health journey and helped lots of people. Supplements are just that. They never supplement or substitute a healthy diet and exercise. They're not miracles, you know, which is something I've always said to our group. It's things that can be added, but you can't take anything and expect and do no work and eat crap and expect any kind of results. So, you know, it's no one forces anyone to do it. So everyone just do their own research. My thing is, you know, I've always kept things basics with protein powders, you know, to help, especially if I'm, like, even now. I haven't really been eating much this week. It's been so crazy, but I just make sure I get my protein in. I have to have about between 180 and 220 grams of protein a day, so I just make sure, and sometimes the only way I can get that in is by having shakes, you know, so that I can keep my muscle there, all that. And then, you know, then I can try and get a dinner in when I get home.
Well, that's if your sweetheart will cook you one.
After
sleeping on me.
She hasn't been cooking all this week. My Uber Eats has been copping a hammering.
Dave, you've got a lot of irons in the fire, so this looks like a big gig. How are you able to manage the ongoing need to grow the community associated with BBM? And at the same time, you know, fulfill what seems like a full-time job here as CEO of New Zealand Muscle. How are you going to balance this one?
Yeah, bro, like, you just never stop working. That's the thing, you know, like, and it's always been me. Whether I'm at the office at NZ Muscle or at home or at BBM, I never stop working. It's from the time I wake up till the early hours in the morning I go to sleep, you're just working. That's this balance thing it's a myth, you know, unfortunately for me. I have a sort of, you know, goals of what I want to do, and I'm very lucky with BBM. I've an amazing team that we've built up over these 12 years. which I've always talked about. The only reason we are successful with this is because we have a great team. And the same with the you know, with the other things I do with the barbershop, with the you know, the commercial gym. I have a great team, a great wife that can control these things and run them while I'm off trying to build something else. I think I like building things up. Like BBM, when I was building it, it was amazing. Like I found that really, you know, everyone in the same waka rowing together and in the fight, and you know, same goals, same why, and I enjoy that. It's really interesting to me. And you know, and then it's running it, you know, which it's that's I need the team to run it, you know. Like I like to go off and build things up, and again, that's one of the challenges why I've come over to NZ Muscle.
Well, you, as I say, you've got a lot of irons in the fire. Take a little time out for yourself too, Dave. You know, you do a lot of public advocacy, and I understand the drivers for that. But you know, the main thing is keeping yourself well. So. I know that you'll be prioritising that too, and want to wish you well with the latest work, but your stable of mahi grows by the day. Interviewer, I don't know how to describe you now. I think I'll just stick with community advocate. Good on you, Dave. Good to catching up with you again.
That's the one I'm the most people ask me, that's how do I describe as a community advocate? That's the one I'm most proud about. That's it.
That's it, mate. We'll just, you know, fuck among others, and that'll hold you in good stead. Good on you, Dave. Good luck with that one.
Thank you, brother.
Tēnā koe. Dave Letelier with us now, CEO of New Zealand Muscle, alongside his other roles. And they say if you want something done, get a busy man or woman to do it.